So good evening, everybody. This is September. We're into September now. September the 6th. It's a full moon tonight. And the topic tonight is maintaining high frequency. So the reason I picked this topic is because some of us, not all of us, but some of us has come back from a retreat about 10 days ago. So it was a wonderful retreat, and we were all flying high, getting really good messages and wonderful energy the whole weekend. We were in nature, it's beautiful setting, lovely food, and just a great bunch of people listening to Franco and Sifu James. And then I remember that a couple of days after I came back from that, it was like I started to have these getting more tired and also low energy and just not so beautiful thoughts that setting in. It was like, oh, I just sat down and say, what's going on? Oh, it's the crash. Because I've been to a lot of these retreats, and it doesn't just happen during retreat. It's when you go to, let's say, on vacation or just do something completely different, and it's really invigorating. And then you come back to your normal routine, and then you would feel all of a sudden, after a couple of days of being high, is all of a sudden you kind of have some sort of a crash. A crash in that you feel, maybe you feel just the same as before, but it is just that because you had such a wonderful, invigorating, and energetic time that you can now see the difference. It's actually very natural, very common. That's our body's way of adjusting to our, I would say, our resident frequency, because there's a frequency that we usually hold if we don't pay attention. Because the first thing I want to mention is that frequency is just a number. And also there really is no difference between a high frequency and a low frequency. There are times when you need low frequency and there are times when you need high frequency. There really is no judgment as to what is right and what is wrong, because there's sometimes when you need to process some emotion, and if you use a very high frequency, then it's not easy to recall whatever that emotion that you want to release, because some emotions that's trapped in your body is the low frequency. And if you maintain yourself at a high frequency, you just don't get access to those pockets of energy that you really want to release. So the point is that, yes, frequency is just a number. Certain frequency would give you certain feelings. So it's actually very easy to shift ourselves to into whatever frequency and feeling that we want to. The only thing that we need is awareness, which is consciousness. Once we are conscious that, yes, this I do not need this frequency right now, I prefer a different frequency. And all you have to do is have that thought, and your frequency will just switch in a second, which is what happened to me. Is I was like, oh, how come everything is like so hard? And then all of a sudden I remember, oh, I am the one who can choose. I am the chooser. So I choose to not be in whatever frequency that I was, and I choose to be in a frequency that I feel more, it's feel more light and easy to go about my day. So the only thing really that is needed is that you are aware of what frequency you're at and how you feel, and you just make a choice is to just go to a different frequency. And even while we do meditation during the retreat, is we actually went from 5 to 8 to 5 million to fifth dimension, and even I think highest is to 44th dimension. So we were flying really high frequency, and all that is needed is for us to choose to be at that high frequency, and we would have a completely different experience. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with high frequency. It's just that we don't always want to be at the frequency of 44th dimension, or even the 10th dimension, 9th or 7th, or so these dimensions. It's not about being try to be at one frequency. Is to know that, you know, what we are doing and which frequency do we prefer. Some things need to be at a high frequency, and sometimes we may prefer to be at a low frequency sometimes. So we have a choice. So that's the first thing to remind yourself, is you're not sentenced to be in whatever frequency that your surroundings may be. Maybe people you work with that don't do a lot of work on themselves, they be maybe at a low frequency. So when you are around them, myself anyways, I find that I sometimes a lot of the thoughts and emotions I feel are not my own, because I just absorb other people's, and I'm aware of what other people's emotions and thoughts may be, even without me trying to find out and tap into them. That's just how I am naturally, is when I sit next to somebody, I somehow just sense where they're at. Like, their thoughts would come to me, and a lot of times, like, I would scratch in my head and say, why? How come these thoughts are coming to me? They're not mine. And the more I become conscious that, oh, they're not mine, precisely, I don't need to keep them. I can just let them go and let them just pass through, and don't need to judge them or have anything more to say about it. So, and the other thing that we can do to, I would say, get ourselves out of the crash, is that to be more conscious of and be more aware of what it is that we are doing, and ask ourselves the question: is who are we being in this moment? Especially in the fifth dimension, where everything is in the moment, it's now. So being in the moment. So whenever you have a thought about something that happened during the past, then it's kind of kick you out of fifth dimension. And also, if you are thinking about the future, it's also your mind does not compute. What? Future? So it would kind of drop you out of the fifth dimension. It may be something that is very innocent. You're just thinking of, oh, what do I want to have for dinner or for breakfast, since this is evening now. So we're kind of looking into the future, and that innocent thought is enough to knock you out of fifth dimension. So be more conscious of what your thoughts are and choose them very carefully. And the more you are conscious and aware of your thoughts and be the creator of your own thoughts, is to just, okay, so choose. So I am thinking about things that are not here and now. So let's do that. Let's just get back to in this moment. whether I am being with someone in the moment or just writing or maybe cooking or even cleaning, is to be in the moment and just focus on your 100% focus is on whatever it is that's right here and now for yourself. So that really is taking back your own power to choose your thoughts rather than to let your mind wander into what happened with last week or last year or even 15 years ago. So just stay in the present time and choose that and be more conscious about it. And some of the ways that will help in being in the moment is doing meditation and have some sort of a practice and just create some structure. So I usually meditate maybe an hour or so in the morning. So that actually really starts, give my day a really wonderful start. And I find that when I have that, when I was able to do that, then the rest of the day just flows much better. Whereas where there are times when I can't do that for whatever reason, is somehow my days were more chaotic. And I just have to choose to say, okay, I need a meditation, and just make time for it. And once I do that, it's for myself anyways, it works really well. And so you need to find something that will help you kind of be more focused and aware of what's happening. Sometimes it could be listening to more consciousness expanding audios or videos or reading books that will help you focus your mind or give you kind of open your mind up as well. So those are the things that you can do to be more conscious and keep yourself in the conversation of being mindful of your day and choosing your thoughts. And whenever you feel like you're not, like, you can feel that your emotions may be somehow not in a happy mood, then just do something and make it a different choice of thoughts, or just turn on an audio that's going to put you in the right mood and all that. So these are structures. What I mean by structures, that will help you break that kind of mind, a mind fog, so that you can just focus and be in the moment and also feel the joy as well of what this moment can give you. And the other things that I would highly suggest that you can do is to let go of beliefs and emotions that are weighing you down. A lot of times it's not easy for us to stay present because our unconscious mind has some unprocessed emotions and beliefs that don't really support ourselves being in the moment and being light and happy and being well adjusted. So those are the emotions that needs to be processed. And for those of you who have been to the retreat, Frankl went through an exercise of helping us to merge with whatever it is that we are struggling with. So the idea is that if we are struggling with something, the natural tendency is to push it outside of us, which is actually we can't. It's hard for us to process an emotion if we are trying to deny it or we're judging it. The best way to process an emotion is to actually let it come in, welcome it to come in, merge with it, because you can't really change something that you have no influence over. So you need to welcome the negative emotion in and fully. So welcome it in fully and let it actually, all the emotions that trap in your body, welcome it to come in and welcome it to come up as well. So the merging process is one. And I've also actually, in the previous weeks when I talked about the manifestation, I think it's part two that I talked a lot on how to process emotions, is to really allow it in and also have a dialogue with it. And also, when you have an emotion, it's a good thing to do to calibrate where that emotion is being stored in your body. A lot of the times when you focus in on an emotion that is giving you some trouble, it would usually show up as a pain or discomfort in your body. So when you actually notice that, okay, let's say a certain anger issue is associated with, let's say, one of your shoulders, you somehow associate the pain in that shoulder with the anger issue that you want to start to process and remove. It's a good way to do that calibration, because when you feel, as you process the emotion, when you feel the pain in your body transforming, and it will transform because it has to. It's an energy that is trapped in your body, and when you process it, it will change. So the pain in your body, it has to transform. It may not leave you completely in the first session. However, the more you process it, the more that energy, the block energy, which is what pain is block energy. As you process it, the energy will be free up, and the pain will have to leave bit by bit. So that's actually a very good way to calibrate. It convinces you that you actually has done something with that emotion, because you can feel that part, that pain in your body, the part is transforming, and that is a convincer. So number three is to let go of any beliefs or emotions that is weighing you down, because the earth right now, our earth Gaia, is already in fifth dimension, and we as her children, that's also living on earth, we have to actually do something, which is to hang on to the hurt and all the negative emotions in order for us to not be in fifth dimension. So as you let go of the beliefs, then we don't really have to do much. Gaia would actually carry us and keep us into the fifth dimension. So make it easy on yourself and let go of the baggage. And once you let go of the baggage, you don't have to do much to be in fifth dimension energy and stay in that. And the next suggestion I have is to join a consciousness raising group. So have a group of people, and for example, all the people on this call, so we are here as a group, is really raising consciousness. So join in something like that. And if you really couldn't find a group that is it's really what you want, then the one suggestion is to actually create one yourself. Is to go and, let's say, join a meetup for people that are interested in raising their own consciousness and processing emotions or being in fifth dimension energy as much as possible. So when you're in a group setting, it's easier, because people that are high in energy and people that are low in energy, they would all balance each other out, so that it's easier for everyone in the group to come together and build on each other. And also because human beings, we love to be with other people. And when you're with other people, that actually affirms you. It's a very positive environment to grow together, rather than trying to do this, you know, keeping your own vibrational state high. It's much easier to do it in a group rather than just by yourself. Next suggestion is to do some programming. For example, is to just for those of you who know Sifu James, if you have ever visited his site or been to any one of his event, you would know that he has these a matrix medallion, which is for health. And then also there are these coaster that has a matrix that's imprinted on it that really gives you a lot of energy. So these are what I mean by program yourself, is that when you use these the matrix imprinted coaster, when you just put it on yourself and on your body, or if you put water on it so that it energizes the water and then you go and drink the water, then you're actually programming yourself to be in high energy. So use those things to keep up the programming to make sure that you have high energy. The other things you can do, take it one step further, is you can actually write certain messages and affirmations that is uniquely suitable to yourself, and just wrap it around the water that you drink. So for example, I've adopted a recent belief is that everything happens to benefit me. So you can actually write any kind of affirmation that you want. This one is something that resonates with me, so I would always repeat that in my own mind whenever I remember, and especially in the morning. The first thing is I just remind myself, whatever happens today, it will benefit me. So this affirmation, that's a kind of programming. You start to program your own mind for positive things to happen in your life. And it can be something that you can program. You can use water to program, because water is a great medium to program. And also you can write whatever affirmation you want on a piece of paper, and then have the piece of paper, you know, around yourself so that you're reminded as you walk around your room, your house, being able to see these affirmations posted will just remind you. Or you can put it on your cell phone, put it wherever it is that you know that you're going to refer to at least a couple of times a day. So you program your mind that way. And I actually thought of a way is to, you know, there is a certain way that we do to, on the Monday meditation, where we take everybody to the fifth dimension, I go through a script. So actually is to put that script and put it around like a glass with water in it. So that means that is fifth dimension water. So when you drink out of that glass, then it's your body knows, it reminds your body that, okay, fifth dimension energy, keep it up. So that's one of the things that you can start to try to program yourself. The the thing to remember is that you have to pick something that resonates with you. So, for example, you may need to tweak the wording. The wording that works for me may not exactly work for you. So you have to kind of change the wording around, play with it a little bit, and see what wording works best for you. And let's see, what else? Yeah, and also what medium works best for you. Sometimes putting the programs in water and just drinking from it may be the best way for you. And posting the affirmations around may work better for other people. And for some people, if you live with your family around and they see those, you know, affirmations around the house, they may poke fun at you. So if you don't want that, then the water may be one of the better ways. So just find mediums and wordings that will work for you the best. And another way that is one of the better ways to keep yourself in high, I would say, vibration is to start to clean up your life. Clean up your life may not be the best wording for it. Let's say start to create the next level for yourself. Maybe your life is already clean up. However, I'm quite sure that no matter how good it is, it can even be better. So I would suggest that you look at each area of your life. So for example, you look at career, you look at relationship, you look at finance, you look at relaxation, you look at spirituality, for example, you look at family, let's say. So these six areas. So you can group them into how many areas you want, but usually there is at least five or six areas that you can kind of focus on each area of your life. And imagine that particular area, let's say family. Let's take family. So what are some of the ways that you can imagine that your family area would be even better? So, and then just set a goal on, okay, I want my family life to be, let's say 10% better or 50% better, however it is that you want. Just set a goal that is just taking that area of your life a little higher. Because now that we are in the fifth dimension, we can actually, the whole universe that's on Earth now is supporting us to create much easier than before. So the areas of your life is the way they are right now. However, they can be even better. There's actually the Earth is supporting even better creation. So then, however, it may not get better unless you can imagine it being better. So then set a goal that will push yourself a little bit, maybe not a lot, but at least set the first goal to push yourself a little bit, just beyond comfortable, maybe even magnificent, and then set that goal. Write it down and make sure you feel comfortable about it, and then start to create and just imagine that you already have that next level in that area of your life and start to create from that and use all the manifestation techniques that I have talked about in the previous weeks. So in that way, you kind of move your life a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, and it will if you look back a couple of months from now, you would see that it's actually going to be even more magnificent than it is already right now. So that's actually a very exciting way to keep your own frequency high, because when you really feel that all areas of your life is growing in ways that makes you happy and that resonates with you, then your frequency will naturally be high. So I really don't want to talk even more. I just want to actually mention a little bit about the meditation tonight. So I'm actually going to take you all into the fifth dimension, and then using the idea of the setting a goal and also living from or thinking and creating from the point of already having what you have achieved. So already, so that which is manifesting from already succeeding. So that's the idea of the meditation. So I'm going to just stop the recording and then restart it again. And when I restart it, we'll just go right into the meditation.